But are you talking about it writing itself, or are you using cranes or towing? What would the operation be?
In principle, we have made a model of the vessel in a naval architect computer. We can play with the vessel, with the model, as if it is a real vessel. And we are presently looking at the method to only use water ballast and dewatering where necessary. But that is a very complicated sequence.
Will somebody be on board at the time?
Yes, we have tugs standing by and connected, so there will be people on the tug. If necessary, we will be able to be on board. But during the night, there is not necessary to be on board.
Maxwell from the Southern Daily Echo, in terms of the refloating, can you take me through the steps and how long it's going to take and what that process?
Yeah, in principle, it's taking out some water that was leaking into the vessel. That's the easiest place to access. And that will reduce the draft a little bit. And then sometime around the high tide, when we have a feeling that the vessel is doing what we expect her to do. And then we will slowly try to get to a little bit deeper water that she is on her own. And if everything is okay, we have checked for leakage already in the last 2 days. What we found, we closed. So actually, when she's stable and there is no leakage, then we will assume that she will stay like that, based on the findings of our naval architect program.
In terms of how long it takes, I think high tide's about midday, so then, in the process, then how long do you think it'll be for she probably afloat?
Then she is afloat, actually, at high tide, hopefully, and then we can pull her off.
So, like, instantly she would float straight away?
Yeah. Like I said this morning, she moved a little bit. She was very light touching the ground.
Sorry, Abe Hawkins from Solent News Agency. The cargo actually on board around 1,400 cars. What sort of condition are they in? Are they damaged? Are they severely damaged? Have you had a chance to sort of examine them?
No, we have not looked into detail into the cars. We only looked if we saw displacement of the cargo, but like I say, we have seen a few shifted vehicles, most likely the big ones.
Mm-hmm. But what type of vehicles were they?
Sorry?
What type of vehicles caused holding of the vessel?
I think it was an excavator with steel tracks.
Is it what, sorry?
With the steel tracks, excavator.
Do you now think it was the shifting of the cars and all the equipment that contributed to this accident, or do you think it was something else?
Well, it's very difficult for me to answer that. First of all, we are not looking into that. It's somebody else that has to do that. We only deal with the result and the next steps.
Could I just ask you for some more detail about the refloating process? You're talking about taking the ship off the Bramble Bank when it's still listing at 52 degrees.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets into deeper water, are you confident that the ballast system is working and that you can actually get it back into trim?
Well, it's a dead ship at the moment. At this list, the generators normally don't work because they will switch off. The ballast system most likely will not work anymore, so we have to do it with external means. So that's why it's going to take a little bit longer than normal.
And would it be your intention to tow the listing ship away from the shipping channels into deeper water, another sheltered area of deeper water, so you can then, in a sense, start the process of righting her, as they did with the Cougar Ace?
Yeah, that's correct. We still have to decide which is the most favourable place, but we will be informed about that later. Hopefully this...
Yeah, depending on the prevailing weather conditions at the time, the port, working with the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency and the environmental agencies today, have been concentrating and looking at potential sites within the Solent, but we're not looking to taking the vessel any great distance. Our thoughts would be then we'd get her into a safe anchorage well away from the main shipping channels, so to minimise any further disruption to the port. She would remain in that position then until we're satisfied, back from Bram, that the vessel is stable, and we would need to be satisfied before there was any attempt then to tow her back up through the main channel back into the port of Southampton itself.
So So once you get somewhere like Stokes Bay or somewhere, how long do you think the process will take to actually get her upright and so she is totally safe?
Well, it will involve some dive works, dive activities, and depending on the sea state and the current, and that will be determining the time. We have not looked actually into a detailed time frame, but we are working on that.
And is it the priority to get the ship away from the shipping channel? Because at the moment she's quite close.
Yeah.
And in a sense to buy yourself some time.
Well, we got two tugs to try to avoid to for her to get to the channel, whatever which way. And if I think the location where we're going to do the next part of the job will not be close to the shipping channel. It will be practical as far as possible.
You mentioned that the excavator, after the ship tilted, it punched a hole in deck six. Would that normally have been below or above the waterline?
That's above waterline. It's above the weather deck.
Right. But because of the tilt, then that area was underwater.
Yeah.
Are you going to remove any of the cargo before you refloat?
No, it's not possible. Not practically possible.
Even though it shifted, even though the excavator's not shifted.
Yeah, but we are lashing at the moment cargo that we don't trust. We put some extra lashings.
Apart from that excavator, is there any other?
Yeah, like I say, we've looked at generally the division in the hold. It's not that it's completely to starboard, so we just assume that most of it is still in place.
Okay. If tomorrow's operation doesn't work and you have to go to option two, keeping her anchored, how long could that last for?
Then we have to do some further preparations to the vessel, and if the weather is not favorable and it involves dive activities, then we just are waiting on weather. And how long that is going to be, for the moment, the weather forecast up to Sunday is a little bit up and down with wind. But it's not actually the wind, but it's the wind direction and the waves created. So
is tomorrow's chance the only one maybe for a week or so?
No, like I say, it could be the wind is changing a little bit from southwest to north. So if there's a period with wind and no waves, then we can also dive. That is not a problem.
Okay, any further questions?
In terms of the anchoring process, I mean, what are you going to be using to anchor it and how difficult is that process?
Well, for the first, if we manage to get her off tomorrow, we go that route. I think we will keep her close to a shallow place, floating in water, deep water, but connected to a tug, and we don't anchor. If anything goes wrong or anything changes uncontrolled, then we can quickly do the same thing and put her on the bank again.
And the numbers of people that you've got out working, you mentioned divers as well. How many people are actually in the team that are trying to help?
I think we got from Switzerland, we got a 17, 18 people team. And we're working with a dive company from local Southampton. Mm-hmm. And they got a number of divers and other people that are assisting us with everything. And we work with another local company providing small craft. And
sure. So how many divers from that diving company?
Yeah, it depends. We have not been diving too much, but whatever we need, they can supply. We brought three or four of our divers,
yeah.
But they're diver rigger, so the divers are more in the vessel climbing ladders than diving. But if they have to dive, they will assist and team up with the local people.
But you're saying that they have repaired the hole on deck six. And are you bringing in any extra pumping capacity to lighten the ship?
We brought, I think, Monday afternoon or Monday morning early. We had three trucks of equipment arriving here. And it's offloaded in the port and standby. Part of it is already on board. And it's generators, pumps, hoses, whatever we need to.
Will you be removing any of the fuel before you try and
refloat? Well, we have looked at that and considered it. There is at the moment no reason to do that. It's all safe, in a safe place, and the vessel is actually not damaged. So we have decided together with